Ann Arbor school board members turned an update on budget planning for next year into a discussion on suing the state. The update included information from the state's recent revenue estimating conference and school aid fund projections, which leave the district facing a projected $14 million shortfall for the next school year. School board member Christine Stead says schools across the state facing another year of large budget cuts doesn't line up well with some of the information.
There's a chunk of $400 million sitting over here and $500 million here and $133 million here. And at the end of the day, what we're expecting is basically year two of the worst budget cuts we've had, and maybe additional cuts. So while there's extra revenue that's sitting out in different places, it seems like we're going to continue to make cuts. And that's, I think, what is going to be just really difficult.
Stead says she's surprised no district sued the state when the budget was approved last year. She says the district's legal counsel should be able to research if there has been any litigation or if they have grounds to sue the state. She says it could be a big deal for schools across Michigan if the school aid fund being tapped for higher education funding or other purposes isn't legal. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.